This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. Logan University will be hosting the St. Louis 2022 World Para Powerlifting Parapan American Open Championships. That's a mouthful. It's coming up July 8th through the 11th. And this will be the first time an international competition for this sport of para powerlifting is hosted in the United States. And it's open to athletes from all over the world, and there's 20 different individual medal events and one mixed team event. Pan American athletes need to qualify for the 2024 Paralympic Games in Paris. So there will be athletes coming from 25 countries to compete in St. Louis. David Horvath is with us. He's from Lynn, which is just east of Jeff City, and he will be one of the 10 competitors representing the United States. David, welcome to Show Me Today. What is para powerlifting? Explain the sport and just some of the general basic rules.
So for para powerlifting, what separates it from able-bodied powerlifting is able-bodied powerlifting does the, I think they do the squat, the deadlift, like those kind of movements. And then I think the bench press, but para powerlifting is just the bench press. Yeah, it's a paused bench press. So that requires a lot of the technique side of things where what you have to do is you unrack the bar from the rack and you wait for a referee to tell you to start the lift, at which point you'll lower the bar all the way down to your chest. You'll pause there for a second or so, and then press up, and then go all the way to where your elbows lock out, and then the ref will say rack, and then you put it back on the rack, and that constitutes a full lift.
And so you're judged by how heavy the weight is that you're lifting and not the number of reps.
Yes, it's all about the heaviest weight of the lift is the person, that's the winner.
What makes this unique with para powerlifting is you're not using your legs. Is it just your arms and upper body?
Yep. The way the bench is set up, it's long enough to where the person's entire body is lying on there and you actually get strapped in over your legs to keep your legs from moving, which it's just in an effort to keep everything fair, because some people, maybe an amputation, if they just have one amputation, they have that other leg where they could, you know, use for extra support, whereas somebody else with a injury from birth, maybe, then they couldn't use their legs as well. So it's just, it levels the playing field.
David Horvath is from Lynn, and he's going to be representing Missouri and the United States at the Para Powerlifting American Open Championships. So how did you get involved in this sport?
I started out in high school. I lifted weights and really enjoyed it. And then I wanted to do something more with it. I just didn't know where to go, what to look for. I had no idea. And so I got involved with my high school track team, worked with them a little bit, and then they allowed me to get exposed to an organization called DASA, which is a local Missouri organization based out of St. Louis, which is the Disabled Athletes Sports Association. And they really, you know, got me taken care of. They took me to all these competitions, and that's how I got exposed to para powerlifting and to Team USA, is at one of the competitions that they took me to.
I want to mention, in addition to David Horvath from Lynn, there's also another Missourian, Brett Forbes from Bon Terre. He's 16. He was born with spina bifida, and he started playing wheelchair basketball when he was six, and just started training for competitive powerlifting about 2 years ago. So how old were you when you got started? How old are you now?
I am 21 now, and I started working out when I was 15. So like 7-8 years.
Yeah. And then you also have spina bifida.
I do, yes.
Explain to our listeners how that affects or is an obstacle for you, what you have to overcome with spina bifida to compete.
With spina bifida, essentially, it's just like nerve damage in the lower legs, essentially. So it inhibits my ability to walk and use my legs as everybody else can. I really haven't run into a whole lot of like obstacles per se that really inhibited me at all. It just like, it forces me to think about things differently sometimes. Exercises and stuff in the gym where, you know, people require their legs. Well, I have to think about that differently. How can I do it seated and like still get near to or exactly the same effect?
Do you look at yourself as a role model for people that have obstacles to try to overcome physically? It's a heavy role to take on.
It is very, very daunting. I often find myself in situations where people like walk up to me in the gym and they're like, they're seeing the weight that I'm lifting. They're like, dude, I just want to let you know that I you're like my inspiration. I find you really inspiring. And it's like, it is a little scary to be like, why me? I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. So, but as like a role model role, I don't know if I've ever taken that on. Well, maybe I have. I've met a couple people, young kids who were wheelchair users, and I was asked to like talk to them a little bit, you know, just kind of like show them where they could be in life if they didn't give up and, you know, and just did the best they could. I guess that's just what I try and focus on, is just being a person that just works with what I've got.
David Horvath is from Lynn, and he will be competing at Logan University July 8th through the 11th in the St. Louis 2022 World Para Powerlifting Para Pan American Open Championships. You go to the gym and people come up to you and say, man, you're an inspiration. They see what you're lifting. What are you lifting? How much weight do you lift?
In the gym, I commonly go at around, I'd say in my top sets of bench press, I do weights from 255 pounds to 295 pounds.
Wow. That's crazy.
It took me a while to get there.
Yeah, I know, but you've only been doing this for 7 years. That's to get ready for this event. Do you have to lift every other day? What's your regimen?
3 days a week with a full, technically like a full upper body lift. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday is when I lift.
So, and then I'm assuming for this event, you have to convert everything to kilograms. So how many kilograms is 250 pounds?
I didn't know there'd be a test. It'd be divide by 2.2 is the conversion.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. All right. Well, hold on. I've got a calculator here. Hold on. Let's figure
awesome.
This out.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's figure this out.
2.2 should be the conversion.
All right. So 250. So 113.6 kilograms. Is it based on your weight, your body weight, or is it open division?
Athletes are separated, and how they call them like flights is like a certain bracket of athletes. And what separates you into flights is your weight class overall. So I'm in the up to 59 kilogram weight category.
Yeah. So I just converted that. That's 129.8 pounds.
Yes. Yeah. I have to stay within 130 and 120 pounds.
Gotcha. Okay. Are you one of the bigger competitors? Where do you fall?
I am pretty on the high end of the up to 59. I sit around like in the 58s, high 57s. So I don't give myself a lot of room for error.
What's the record for para powerlifting?
I think last time I checked, it was around like 460 something.
Oh, you're
like 60 or 70 pounds.
You're kidding me. For a bench press?
it's a lot, yeah.
hold on. So wait a minute. You're telling me that there's guys that are 130 pounds. Uh-huh. That are bench pressing with just their upper body, 450 pounds?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. I believe the competitor was from Egypt the last time I checked the record holder.
Wow. I mean, even what you're doing, you're pushing 295. Oh, that's incredible, David. That's nuts.
Yep. Wow. Yep, I got a lot to look forward to.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, listen, this event is free and open to the public. If you want to check out David and also Brett from Bonterre representing Missouri and the United States at the World Para Powerlifting Para Pan American Open Championships, Logan University, July 8th through the 11th. Well, I know you weren't sure whether or not you were a role model, but after talking with us, there's no doubt in my mind you are. David, best of luck and congratulations, and we'll be pulling for you.
Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, David Horvath from Lynn. Check him out, Para Powerlifting. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.